What function does the bocage fulfill? Bocage refers to a rural landscape of mixed woodland and pasture, with fields and winding country lanes sunken between narrow low ridges and banks surmounted by tall, thick hedgerows that act as windbreaks but also limit visibility. In the middle of the 20th century, many wooded areas surrounding this site disappeared. The agricultural plots, planted with apple trees and already quite long, remained lined with hedgerows. From 1950, the plot sizes were growing, although there had been no policy in respect of land consolidation. The hedgerows were uprooted and the apple trees disappeared. The soil characteristics, depth and drainage capacity, more favourable to crops apparently, explain why the largest plots were located here. A bocage with reduced functionality. The access to the manor at La Guillardière would explain the width of this path and its border of beautiful trees and high banks. It already appeared on maps of the 18th century. The situation of the path, with a slight slope, explains the absence of a ditch. Oak and chestnut trees were planted on fairly high embankments alongside some rare wild cherry trees. The double alignment of hedges offers a beautiful visual perspective, and the foliage forms a hunting corridor for bats. The short grassy layer offers little shelter and food for insects, reptiles and amphibians, but they are crop auxiliaries. Also present is navelwort, which is edible. The shrub layer is limited to some broom and holly, supplying few berries to feed the birds. Here, bramble and ivy are rare. Agricultural policy has influenced the bocage. The virtual absence of a so-called stuffing layer favours the drying effect and soil erosion by wind. The spacing between the trees, planted perpendicular to the prevailing winds, creates a wind tunnel effect. It promotes the lodging of cereal crops. The bocage here has a very loose network and is marked by very open plots. There is little, if any, connection between hedges. The orientation of the parcel in the direction of the slope reflects a low sensitivity of the soil to the risk of water erosion. Within an interval of 50 years, the evolution of plots particularly illustrates the impact of the evolution in agricultural practices in the early 60s. Reduction in production costs by mechanisation, land development and the reorganisation of agricultural land was encouraged. The objective to reduce working and travel time are still relevant today, as well as the objective to lower energy consumption to reduce the greenhouse effect. Agriculture has proven its ability to meet the food challenge at a time when the collateral damage of the deconstruction of the bocage was little perceived. What next? Today's society adds ecological as well as recreational expectations to the former function. Beyond the maintenance of the rolled-out forest guaranteeing an aesthetic quality to the landscape, the regeneration of hedges also minimises the harmful impact on the environment and on humans, satisfying ramblers and maintaining an ecologically intensive agriculture adapted to climate change.